Welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series. We're on Truth 10. And Truth 10 is, you don't have to meditate to be mindful. You don't have to meditate to be mindful. Now, I know that might sound very strange from somebody who created an entire business called the Mindful Presenter. But let me explain, because mindful presenting isn't about meditating. It's a bit of a mistaken myth. A lot of people think when they come to our coaching sessions and workshops, we're going to hold hands and sit on the floor and chant or meditate. We don't do that. We don't do that at all. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm a huge fan of meditating. I do it every day, at least twice a day. But it's not what mindful presenting is about. Mindful presenting is about thinking. You see, I believe it was Sir George Bernard Shaw, the Nobel Prize winner, who said, when it comes to thinking, he said 2% of people think. He said 3% of people think they think. And he then said 95% of us would rather die than think. Now, when I first heard that many years ago, I thought, what a crazy thing to say, this very intelligent, noble guy. Why would he say such an outrageous thing? And then I thought about it. I thought about it long and hard, and I realized that what Sir George Bernard Shaw was saying, it seemed to me, was that thinking is hard. It's really hard. We all think we think, but do we really? Most of us, as I've said before, are so busy being busy, we're almost on autopilot. We wake up at the same time every morning. We eat the same breakfast, wear the same clothes, drive the same route to work, watch the same TV programs, sit in front of the same PC or laptop, talk to the same sort of people about the same sort of things, and it goes on and on and on. So mindfulness in this context, whilst I'm a big advocate of meditating, it's not about that. It's just about clarity of thought and awareness and presence and purpose. I believe it was the playwright Archibald MacLeish that once said, the only thing about a man or a woman that makes us a man or a woman is our mind. Everything else you can find in a pig or a horse, he said. Now that's a crude saying, but it's true. Now, when it comes to business presenting, how do we think? How do you think? Before you even open your laptop. You see, I read some research a long time ago. I can't validate the research, but it certainly resonated with me, and it changed the way I think about and thought about thinking. So let me share it with you. It was research about thoughts, and it said that the average human being walking around the planet today has tens of thousands of thoughts every day. Now you might say, so what? That's kind of obvious. It's the next two pieces that got me. They then said that for most of us, most of our thoughts every single day are the same, similar, repetitive, recycled kind of thoughts. Can you believe that? I think they said somewhere in the region of two-thirds of our thoughts. We're creatures of habit. Now, if that's not depressing enough, and I found it quite depressing at the time, they then went on to say, for most of us, even the most healthy, mentally healthy amongst us, most of our thoughts are negative. Again, around two-thirds. Now, if you can relate to any of that, think about us as presenters and think about our audience. It can impact us in a significant way, in a very detrimental way, if we don't stop to be mindful about the way we think. So think about your audience, for example. Your audience turn up to listen to you. They walk into the room, or if it's online, they arrive. These are human beings with thousands and thousands of thoughts. We have no idea what's going on in their personal and professional lives. They walk in to listen to you, and we have to capture their attention, their interest, and their curiosity. And we have to keep it, because remember, the human mind is conditioned to wonder. That's the first thing. Given the repetitive nature of our minds and the way we think, in terms of that recycled amount of thoughts, most people have heard it all before. You know, you've been to one business presentation, you kind of been to more. I've worked in the corporate environment for years where the same people turned up to meetings, and can you believe it? They sat in the same seat, almost like it had their name on. And then they went around the room to present their, let's call it, monthly or quarterly updates. And they said the same thing, talked about the same KPIs, in the same voice, in the same tone, the same manner. Everything was the same, every time. Even the biscuits were the same. That's why most people don't like going to business presentations. Most audiences really don't like it. So that's your audience. What about you? Again, my experience of business presenting is a vast number of people they just switch on autopilot. The very first thing they do is open up their laptop, find a template that they've used countless times before, and repopulate the data. Just rejig the numbers. If they've had a glass of wine, they'll throw an image in. If they've had two glasses of wine, they'll throw a really, really unusual image in to spice things up. But then the negativity kicks in, so that's the repetition. The negativity is in the context of then they can't sleep at night. I used to be like this as well. You know, you're awake all night thinking, oh my word, did I leave it too late to prepare? What if they don't like me? What if they don't agree with me? What if I freeze? What if the technology packs up? What if? That's the world we operate in. So you don't need to meditate to be mindful, but mindfulness is about clarity of thought and purpose. I'm filming this from an aerodrome near where I live. It used to be an active airfield back in the war, and it's now just full of gliders, and it's got a circumference of 2 miles, and people come and cycle and walk their dogs and run around it, that kind of stuff. I walk this every day. But when it comes to me having to give a presentation, I walk around it several times a day. It doesn't matter whether it's sunny, snowing, sleeting, or raining. I still walk around this aerodrome several times a day prior to my presentation. You know why? I give myself time to think, truly think. I want to be one of the 2%, not one of the 3%, and certainly not one of the 95%. So I walk around it and I challenge my own thinking, get clarity of thought. Why am I doing this? What's it for? What am I trying to say? Who am I trying to say it to? Why should they care? What difference can I make? How much do I know? How much do they know? How can I make this different? How can I capture and keep their attention, their interest, and curiosity? Because remember, we're thinking beings. So remember, you don't have to meditate to be mindful, but to be mindful, you do have to think. We have to switch off that autopilot and truly think about the way we think. Think about that before your next presentation. Thank you.